Each of you possesses the most powerful, dangerous, and subversive trait that natural selection has ever devised. It's a piece of neural audio technology for rewiring other people's minds. I'm talking about your language, of course, because it allows you to implant a thought from your mind directly into someone else's mind, and they can attempt to do the same to you, and without either of you having to perform surgery. Instead, when you speak, you're actually using a form of telemetry, not so different from the remote control device for your television. It's just that whereas that device relies on pulses of infrared light, your language relies on pulses, discrete pulses, of sound. And just as you use the remote control device to alter the internal settings of your television to suit your mood, you use your language to alter the settings inside someone else's brain to suit your interests. Languages are genes talking, getting things that they want. And just imagine the sense of wonder in a baby when it first discovers that merely by uttering a sound, it can get objects to move across a room as if by magic, and maybe even into its mouth. Now, language's subversive power has been recognized throughout the ages in censorship, in books you can't read, in phrases you can't use, in words you can't say. In fact, the Tower of Babel story in the Bible is a fable and warning about the power of language. According to that story, early humans developed the conceit that by using their language to work together, they could build a tower that would take them all the way to heaven. Now, God, angered at this attempt to usurp his power, destroyed the tower, and then, to ensure that it would never be rebuilt, he scattered the people by giving them different languages, confused them by giving them different languages. And this leads to the wonderful irony that our languages exist to prevent us from communicating. Even today, we know that there are words we cannot use, phrases we cannot say, because if we do so, we might be accosted, jailed, or even killed.